Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to a Friday morning in the great city of Atlanta. My name is Steak Rusty Manziel. We got 2 hours on the Steakhouse. Thanks for being with us. The Odyssey app is always there for you. Listen all weekend long. Every big game, every big moment.
We're back, man. I had to fill in last week.
Let me tell you something. You did a great job.
I'll tell you this. That's not easy to do. I'm having to do reads. Like I didn't sign up for that, dude. I talk about music. I throw a couple curveballs and jokes.
I wouldn't want to have to go try to recruit figure out, you know, how many stars some outside linebacker is playing at Grayson, right? So we both have our gifts.
I actually have a 5-star there, Tyler Atkinson, who I might have in studio, who's the number one player and number one
just
linebacker.
Just get Quincy
in
Carter in studio. We'll you said you're gonna bring Quincy. You got to get Nick Chubb, right? We're going to chat with him. We should have David Andrews in studio, too.
You know, David has now moved to Rome, and he has a place in Boston, and he has his place in Rome.
So he's back and forth. I didn't know he was in Rome.
Oh, yeah, he's right. Like, he is literally 3 minutes from me.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. So he's going to be back and forth?
Back and forth.
Doesn't look like he's playing in the league next year, our buddy David Andrews?
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
And he had to come off. I remember last summer riding with him, and probably don't want to get in trouble, but his shoulder was kind of he was trying to play through it then.
I mean, he's had a hell of a career, man,
dude.
And he doesn't buy drinks if he's up in Boston. I promise you that, David Andrews. Right?
Did he go into the Ring of Honor?
That's a great question.
He's a 3-time captain, right?
Yeah, 2-time Super Bowl winner,
3-time team captain
for the Super Bowls. But
dude, he should.
Yeah, I mean. He's right up there, man. He is right up there. Bob Kraft would make that decision.
Great guy.
One of the great damn good dogs, right?
No doubt, man.
Damn good dog for sure.
Got two little boys. He put a lake right there. Got it stocked with fish. I may or may not sneak in there and cast a lure.
He put
down
a lake in at his house?
It's got a lake there. It's a pond. It's not a lake. You're not riding jet skis on it. But
hey, I was thinking about this. We need to look at. Well, you're so busy, man. You can't. You don't have any time in those 18-week NFL season to do anything.
Zero
right?
Zero chance in football season. Zero.
Well, why can't you leave like on a Sunday?
I can on a Sunday.
All right. So what if we went and spent the night in Carolina, or it's not going to be New Orleans, but like if we did a road trip,
I can do that. Yeah, I can do.
Because we haven't talked about the NFL schedule. I haven't seen you on that. Man. Right where the Falcons are.
I already have people asking me. This is how deep they're into their can I get you a favor? Asking me for Bills tickets for Monday night.
Yeah, that's going to be real tricky because there's
– You know what I do?
They're Buffalo fans, right?
Yeah, and you know what I say?
Falcon fans aren't asking for that game.
Rusty Mansell didn't play for the Buffalo Bills. Ken Irvin played for the Buffalo Bills.
Right, that's our buddy that was in studio.
He played 7-8 years the Bills.
That is the Monday night game way early in the season, which absolutely.
So they play September 28th, I believe. They have a 12-day bye because they play that Thursday game and they're off, and then they come back and play it on Monday. It's like September 28th to like October 13th. It's a long time off for the Falcons.
So think about it. The Bills are only in Atlanta every 8 years, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
Every 8 years. There's so many Buffalo folks who live here. Anyway, what's your Memorial Day weekend plan? Are you
My mom's coming up from Pensacola.
You just put that online asking folks about the weekend?
I did it on my Dogs HQ site. We got people going to Amelia Island. We got people going to St. Simon's. We got people going to the lake.
Unlike the Northeast. I don't know if you heard what's going on in the Northeast. It's mid-40s up in the New England, New York, whatever. Mid-40s,
yeah.
50. Like, it ain't the start of summer. It's absolutely the start of summer in the South. My kid had his last test yesterday, my middle schooler. Like, summer starts now in the South.
No doubt.
Which is why a lot of people have their – there's a lot of annual Memorial Day. I was talking to my buddy John Foy.
Community pools open, lakes, everything.
So Jack, I'm not – putting his business, John Foy is a big advertiser here and is a partner of ours. We were out filming the other day, and he says, yeah, I got a house on Lake Lanier.
Yeah.
And we do our – he's got,
I think four kids. Everyone brings four friends.
That's awesome.
And it's like,
you know what I call that? Stealing minutes.
Right. That's every Memorial Day.
And they'll do that. And you know what?
And he knows that it's like fully stock up for all. Now they're all 20-year-olds, and they're all bringing four or five friends. It's an annual
Lake Lanier
deal. So there's a lot of that going on this weekend.
Highlands. A lot of people are going to Highlands this weekend.
North Carolina and the Cashers. Those are the ones that got all that.
Nobody up there is worried about their power bill.
Yeah.
That crowd.
Well, no doubt. So a lot of folks running around. We're going to be here all weekend. We're excited going to the Braves game on Sunday, which I think is a 4:15, right, Bo? 4:15 on Saturday and Sunday. And we got to look at, feels like it's a TV thing. Although they're playing a bunch of 4 o'clock games on the weekends that we'll update you on. But the Braves, we'll get to the 9-9 in a second. But this is kind of a big series coming up, and obviously return of Ronald Acuna. So that'll be a big TV thing over Memorial Day weekend. So we'll get into what folks have planned and where they're headed and what is it? Lake Hartwell, Lake Burton. Oconee,
Lake Allatoona.
Yeah, they're all going to be rocking and rolling, right?
There will be some sunburn going on this weekend.
Well,
a lot of white meat out on the lake.
A lot of
weekend.
American flags, a lot of country music, and a lot of cold beer, right?
After watching the hunt for Osama bin Laden, probably going to hang a flag in my yard. I tried yesterday, a long shot. The guy that killed him, who does his own podcast, DM'd him yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
To see, hey, you want to be on the steakhouse?
Has he responded?
I ain't got a response.
So next Wednesday.
That's a bad dude now.
Next Wednesday, Dave Wilkinson is here. He was here once before. He is the gentleman that was sitting next to President Bush on Air Force One. He came in and told his story.
Yep.
We're going to have him in. And I said, watch American Manhunt, Osama bin Laden. It's trending number one show on Netflix right now.
I've watched it twice.
I said, watch it. And then when you come in, you'll tell us your own account of that. Yep. I wonder how folks feel, the Navy SEALs, about guys that go public and guys. Like, not all those guys on that group that got bin Laden talk about.
But if you remember, the quote in that where the guy goes, you just killed Osama bin Laden. And he goes, your life just changed.
Right.
Like that. I mean.
Because he was the one.
He was the one.
But I think some of them don't feel like. I don't know.
Some of them are still in.
Right. So they can't talk.
Some can't talk.
Yeah. That.
Discount this. Like, it's a threat, man. Like, you put yourself out there.
Right.
Some terrorists come for you.
Right. Well, it's like great filmmaking at any level. And then there's awful filmmaking. This is great filmmaking because it's great storytelling. It's the whole background of how we got into it, why bin Laden was an ally and everything else. So it's three episodes as opposed to the utter trash. I'm not going to go into it again.
I didn't even watch it because you
– The Brett Favre.
What you said, I didn't watch it.
So lazy. The baby Sophie was here. How disappointed were we with the Brett Favre, right?
It was horrible, to say the least.
Once y'all two killed it.
Wanted to see football, right?
It was just the girl, the whole thing. It should have just been whatever her name was. It should have just been called that,
right? Instead of Brett Favre. It was just lazy filmmaking. That's what bothers me.
It was only 53 minutes, right?
I know.
I mean,
right?
She was like 45 of them.
Yeah, she was.
Could have done 10 episodes of Brett Favre.
I'm Brett Favre, right?
You could have done a whole hour of Brett Favre and Buckhead.
But you didn't even talk about why the Falcons moved him not at all. You didn't talk about his playing for the Jets or playing for Minnesota. We'll talk about that later on. But if you wondered who the voice was, the baby Sophie, it's bring your daughter to your final week of shows because I'm not going anywhere. She's going to Europe all summer. So she wanted to come in. We were hoping to get Kaylee, but she has a real job.
She has a real job.
This one's a college student.
Kaylee want me to relay to you that she heard yesterday that you and Sandra said she is 0-for-1 in her UGA.
She went to Missouri.
She went to Missouri. And I told her, I said, listen, now there's no slam dunk. This guy's going to Georgia. Pop's going to stay in Rome and watch that one. She went to see Jared Curtis the week before, and he committed to Georgia. She want to let you know she is 1-for-2.
Oh, okay. She's 1-1.
She's letting you
know. So when she went to see Jared Curtis in Nashville.
He committed to Georgia.
He's a damn good dog.
She went to Bass Pro Shops in Missouri, and it didn't work.
Yeah. You hear what Sandra nicknamed him?
You can't win.
Because he's going to Miami, right?
Oh, boy.
All right, not a good night for the Braves. Horrible night for the Braves. They leave Boston after taking 2 out of 3, winning that Sunday game, and you felt pretty good. They were over 500, then they lose 2 in a row to the Nationals. 8-7, the final. Dylan Lee gives it up in the 10th inning, but the story was A.J. Smith-Sharver, 7 runs, 3 innings, a terrible start.
Stake, the season starts today. You get Ronald Acuña back. You got Spencer Strider. Here's where I'll tell you. I'll give my Friday update every Friday. This time, last week, they were 6 games back. Now they're 7.5 back. They're 24-25 below 500. All that matters now is who you are as a team. They're in that dugout. The season starts tonight.
Ronald Acuña, we'll talk about him next segment quite a bit.
Yeah, we'll see.
I hope so. Hey, the Atlanta Dream welcomed Caitlin Clark to State Farm Arena. Fever beat him 81-76. Great crowd. Looked like a sellout. You watched it.
It was completely sold out. I'll tell you this. Obviously, a lot of eyes on Caitlin Clark, but I will say for our city and this team, the Atlanta Dream are really, really good. They're really good. They gave the Fever all they wanted for 2 games in a row. Beat them in Indianapolis, come back and lose. Caitlin Clark, 11 points. First time stake since her sophomore year at Iowa. She did not hit a three in a game. She was 42 straight games in WNBA hitting a three.
It's 140 overall.
Yes.
Where Caitlin Clark had made a three. She did not make one last night. She was 0 for 5. Meanwhile,
he comes in last night, puts on a shift. Offensively, they're Kirby Smart.
Dude, they just lock down. They will
suffocate you.
And then when they get on those breaks,
dude,
they're athletic.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Indiana, Nick, doesn't matter.
I totally agree that
everybody's getting in line to get a paddling.
I think the NBA title's going through Oklahoma City, man.
How about that?
Didn't think we'd say that.
Good for them.
And think about when they traded all those guys from James Harden and Kevin Durant.
They didn't go by the draft.
Do you know how many more number ones they have?
Yeah.
Do you know how many more number ones they have coming up?
How many?
Like 7. Georgia softball will be where?
They play Florida at 11 a.m. this morning. First game of Super Regional. My girl Lindy Ray Davis with a massive hit last week. Game on the line, season on the line against Duke. 1-1 in the 7th. She comes up and ties the game up. Give them hell today, Lindy.
All right, real quick, Georgia Tech also over Cal, 10-3. Good for Danny Hall. 7 home runs for the Jackets. They're in the semis on Saturday. Winner of Clemson, NC State, 1 o'clock start. Danny Hall's dream season continues. When we come back, the greatest return in your sports fandom. Do you remember who it was? I'll tell you, and it won't surprise you one bit. He wore number 7 for the Atlanta Falcons. We'll talk about what it's like when your guy comes back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer.
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's 9:24. You're listening to the number one sports talk radio show in the city, and that's the Steakhouse. My name is Steak. That's Rusty Manziel. Thanks so much for being with us, and wishing you a great Memorial Day weekend. Ronald Acuña comes back tonight. The Roars will be unbelievable. The Acuña jerseys will be plentiful, and it's what's the weather looking like all weekend? I'm hearing mixed bag on Sunday or what?
Tomorrow's good. Friday's, today's perfect. Monday's you're going to be
Sunday. I'm asking
Sunday's
about Sunday.
50-50. A little bit of cloud, a little bit of rain. It's Monday's not.
I'm fine. We got some nice seats.
You'll be fine Sunday.
Those day games, man. I got to learn more. Maybe Braves will tell us what the 4 o'clock starts are about. But Acuña tonight.
This is prime time.
Do you know that the Padres
six in a row. I heard it on the broadcast last
they
night.
Have lost
it.
Six straight. They lose three in a row at home to Seattle.
Then they go to Toronto and get swept.
Yeah, so they were home. Then they come over here to go to Toronto. They scored five runs in three games.
The same team.
Five runs in three games.
That we opened the season
with. Yeah, the team that just buried us.
Annihilated us.
Right? So I don't like the Padres to lose eight or nine in a row. I just don't. They got a lot of talent, and they have been sleeping. I think they lose an extra innings yesterday. But they lose like 3-1, 4-1, 5-1. They lose 14-0. They lose 2-0. Like, they've had a horrendous six games. And you look at the Padres lineup and you go, how does that happen? So I don't – listen, I'm not going to make too much of getting a team at a good time or a bad time or any of that. I'm just going to say that the Braves, like, Rusty, I like what you said. The season starts tonight. Spencer Strider is going to throw next week, obviously, because they're all pushed back because of the rain. So he's not going to throw Sunday. He's here. Acuna's here. This is the lineup you've been waiting for. You're hovering around 500. Alex Anthopoulos joined us earlier in the week. He told you there's a lot better teams right now in the National League that you didn't expect to be this good. Mm-hmm. There are teams that were not in the playoffs last year. It's a much more competitive league, so they have got work to do. I was thinking about returns. There's nothing like when your fans have been separated from your favorite player for a while.
Your star.
And I was thinking about the all-time example of that in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you root for a team from whatever town you're in, Pittsburgh, Chicago, Philadelphia, Boston, New York, you have those return from injury moments. I don't know if there was a city that has ever appreciated watching somebody return to the field the way Atlanta did in 2003. When Michael Vick, remember, he didn't miss the whole season with that broken leg. He comes back week 14 against the Carolina Panthers and rushes. Think about this. Comes off the broken leg. Do you know what he did in that game?
Tell me.
Do you remember it?
I remember the game, but I don't know the stats.
141 yards rushing, the third highest total by a quarterback in NFL history. They score on a return from Kevin Mathis, interception return from Jake Delhomme. In overtime, on a Saturday night in Atlanta, the Falcons beat the Panthers 20-14. It was only their third win of the year. Mm. So Michael Vick was intercepted at the 2-yard line to deny a chance to win in regulation, but they got the ball first in overtime, and the Panthers gave it up, and we won the game. So imagine waiting for his return. A city that absolutely was in love with Michael Vick, who took you to the playoffs in the NFC. They win the game in Green Bay. You talk about Brett Favre.
Yep.
First team to ever win a playoff game in Green Bay.
What about Jordan coming back from baseball?
I got to remember what game it was. I saw Jordan here score 50, and I think it was his return. Well, there's a couple of Jordan moments. There's the Georgia Dome game with 60,000 people, and then there was the game at Phillips Arena where he think he hit a buzzer beater or something and beat the Hawks. But, mm-hmm. There's no city bigger than Michael Jordan getting back on the court.
The entire world watched that.
Right.
The entire world.
Yeah, that's a different deal. You got a game?
I would say Todd Gurley coming back in 2014 after a 4-game suspension.
The hype before the season.
Yep.
Todd Gurley, obviously one of the great tailback recruits in the history of Georgia.
Yep.
And then that silly shirt signing car agent thing.
He got paid $1,500 for signing some helmets in a guy's car. Unfortunately, that dude was from – well, he wasn't from Rome. He had a little side shop in Rome, an autograph place.
Yeah.
Gurley rushed that day, 29 carries, 138 yards on a touchdown. What I remember the most – unfortunately, that's the game he tore his ACL and his career was done at Georgia. But the opening kickoff, they kick it to Todd Gurley. My man housed it. That was a penalty. He takes it back. Little side note in that game. True freshman, Nick Chubb, goes 19 rushes for 144 yards. So between Nick Chubb and Todd Gurley, they rushed for over 300. Yeah, Nick Chubb was a freshman, 19 carries, 144. Along with, listen now, Todd Gurley had 29 carries for 138. 34-7 win over Auburn. Yeah.
Isn't that just the classic sports moment, though, that all the hype, all the excitement –
it reminds me of the Aaron Rodgers, but that was the all-timer, right? Mm-hmm. You know, you hear for 4 months the hype around Aaron Rodgers, and he lasts one play, and he's done. And he
one
has
pass, yeah.
Yeah.
He handed it off in the second, first time he dropped back, yep.
So Todd Gurley, all this hype around his return, he has this incredible moment, mm-hmm. and then he tears his ACL in that game.
Late.
His final moment at the University of Georgia.
It was one of those deals where they kept showing his mom and dad and how happy they were he was back and he was playing good, dude. And then when he went down his knee, you saw him grab for it, and you see his mom. And I remember his dad holding had his hand over his mouth, and then they bring him down to the field. But damn good dog, man. Had a great NFL career.
Well.
And he's chilling. Got $30 million. What do you got? $33 million, I think, guaranteed on that second contract.
He only played 6 years in the National Football League, Todd Gurley. Right?
Mm-hmm.
He had a rookie year when he was for St. Louis. That was the last year the Rams were ever in St. Louis. Todd Gurley had an 1,100 yards, 10 touchdown season. 2 years later with the Rams, he had a 13 touchdown season, 1,300 yards. And in 2018 with the Rams, Todd Gurley had 17 touchdowns and 1,200 yards. And that was basically it for him. He final year was in Atlanta. That was a bad situation in 2020. Mm-hmm. He still had 9 touchdowns, but he had nothing left. Averaged 3.5. So he just never really was right after a couple of years in the NFL, right?
Is that that knee injury kind of messed him up too. And, you know, the dude got, what, $35 million. Like, he reset the running back market. And I watched Todd Gurley. This dude's a huge soccer fan.
Soccer fan.
Soccer, loves racing. Like, this dude is living his best life.
Yeah. Where's he living?
I think L.A.
Okay.
Yeah, I think L.A.
So I'm just thinking, and I'll probably put it out there on social media, is there a game or a moment we're turning? Because those are those classic moments, you know, when the conquering, you know, son returns.
Yep.
When, you know, you're talking best player type scenarios. I know following Tom Brady, obviously he misses. He's in the middle of winning Super Bowls. He's a 25-year-old, 24-year-old. He gets the ACL in the first game of the year, misses the entire year, and then he comes back the following year.
Nick Chubb shredding his knee against Tennessee in 2015.
Dude, one of the worst moments.
And then coming back in 2016, Kirby Smart's first game against North Carolina. And again, that's his business, but he talks about it in this documentary that he did, that they'll release soon, he and Sony. And he talks about, you know, look, I kind of came back too early, but my adrenaline was flowing and I wanted to play for Georgia and I wanted to play for Kirby. So he came back and still had a 100-yard game, had a touchdown to put that game out of reach at the end.
Yeah, I think it's going to be very, very exciting to watch Ronald Acuna in that first, you know,
we're about to find out where Nick Chubb's going to be after June 1st. I'm telling you.
What's his vibe right now, Nick Chubb?
He is working his ass off. Like, this dude is obsessed. Like, every day.
Well, he always.
No. I know some people there. This dude has got some juice to him.
My only point was he's a workout.
The Browns drafted 2 running backs.
Right.
Don't think. You remember when Michael Jordan said that George Karl didn't talk to him in a restaurant, and that's all he had to have? The Browns drafted 2 running backs, and don't think Nick Chubb's quitting. I'm telling you, man. He after June 1st,
my only
kind of got an inkling where he's going to go.
He's a workout.
But that's his business.
He's a workout maniac to begin
with.
The
rest of his life, but I'm telling you, he is on another level right now. Did you see that video where he jumped his head and popped the ceiling with his head?
No,
that's a 9-foot ceiling. Dude touched it with his head.
Damn. You need to show me that.
Yeah, you'll like that.
You know where he's going to go, you think?
I got an inkling.
All right. You're not going to tell us, all right?
I'm not going to. That's not his business.
All right. When we come back, this is really big news from college football. I probably should have led with it, but there is all kinds of stuff happening.
Oh, Lord.
If you're a fan of Georgia, Auburn, Ole Miss, Florida, Tennessee, Alabama, like, the whole world of the SEC and the playoffs is changing, and there's all kinds of stuff on the table. The SEC championship game may not be the only 2 SEC teams playing.
Could be a hell
that
of a
weekend, right?
Could be a hell of a weekend.
We'll do that when we come back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Meola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Steak and Rusty. I'm trying to figure out, we're going to do a little buy or sell. The baby Sophie's floating around here as well.
Involved.
You can handle that. We got Rusty Rocks coming up. And we said, when I'm told, Sophie, by Rusty, you better give it enough time today. He doesn't always say that.
The only person in this building, there's two people in this building that know what it is. It's Sandra and Bo.
Uh-huh.
The note topic is today.
Bo, how do you feel? Sophie, you know your mom, that's the only time she really listens to the show is if Rusty Rocks.
I know, she cares about nothing else.
She loves Rusty.
Every family has a five-star.
Who doesn't love Rusty?
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't love Rusty?
Everybody loves Rusty.
I don't know about that.
She does care about other things. Don't say that. Don't get in trouble with mom. We want to keep her in the right side of the right mood.
Listen,
all weekend
every family
long.
Has a five-star.
All right. What meaning?
You're about a four and a half.
Okay. I know it.
Sophie, you know when you say, like, the potential to be that superstar?
Yeah.
I see it there.
Do you?
High ceiling.
Uh-huh.
She's spending the summer in Europe. I tried to explain to her, and I really showed my age. Do you remember European vacation? I asked her, I said, have you seen the Chevy? I asked Sophie, I said, Sophie, have you seen the Chevy Chase vacation movie? She goes, no. And I'm like,
do you even know who Chevy Chase
I've
is?
I've never heard of that ever.
Yeah. Okay.
He's an original cast member.
He's Christmas Vacation. You've never seen Christmas
No,
Vacation.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, no, we wow. Go. Look at this.
Dad doesn't show me Christmas Vacation.
That's so not true.
It was like Hanukkah Vacation.
No,
like
not
you
true.
Need to see Christmas not Vacation. True. That's like Bo Johnson never seeing Top Gun. Like, I mean, God.
Everybody has their movie that they've never seen that's embarrassing. Mike Johnson has like
Mike
a thousand
Johnson.
Of them.
Godfather for me.
What's
Godfather.
Yours?
Godfather.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
But Christmas Vacation's the best Christmas movie that's ever been created.
And even, no, I've seen that.
That's so let me get to – so we, that's yeah, another whole topic. Anyway, I was like, have you seen Vacation? She goes, no. And I thought, oh, God. Well, there's a scene in European Vacation where they're going. They remember the son's Rusty, and he's sitting on the plane, and they're playing Some Like It Hot, and he's dreaming about all these bars and clubs going to go to Europe. Go on the back of his jacket, and it's in sequence, and it says Rusty the European Tour.
Oh,
I
yeah.
wanted one of those. I was like, I got
to get somebody had to get you that. Big Ben.
Dude.
Big Ben Parliament. Big Ben Parliament.
Hey, look, kids. Big Ben Parliament.
Hey, we got a lot to get to, obviously. There's all kinds of a shakeup possibly in the college football world. So let's not waste any time. Let's get to the tailgate.
Big changes in college football. Obviously, the only one that is signed right now is the 12-team seeding for 2025.
Yeah, that was decided on yesterday. It has been approved that, again, it will be a 12-team playoff, but it will not look like it did last year. Remember last year, the highest-ranked conference champion gets an automatic bye. What did that mean in 2024, it meant Boise State out of the Mountain West got a bye and Arizona State out of the Big 12. Now, obviously, that has SEC fans sitting there going, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Boise State gets a bye and yes. Arizona State gets a bye for real?
Here's what last year would have looked like. Top four seeds would have been Oregon, Georgia, Texas, and Penn State. Georgia would have played the winner of Tennessee and SMU. Oregon would have played the winner of Indiana and Boise State as 8-9 seeds. So a lot of different things. Here's where it gets kind of questionable stuff.
Well, at least you have a game. Let me just say something about that first weekend, what it would have looked like last year. You would have had Indiana host a game against Boise State.
Yeah.
And I think you saw
competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you saw that Indiana wasn't ready for prime time.
Yep.
I think SMU also would have traveled to Tennessee.
also a more reasonable matchup, right? 100%. As opposed to putting the big dogs
Indiana
in a position
at Notre Dame.
Right. And then what was the other
SMU,
massive?
I think Clemson.
Yeah, SMU throws like three picks in the first quarter or something ridiculous, and that was a blowout. So, yeah, it'll look a lot different this
year. Ross Dillinger of Yahoo does a great job covering this, good friend of mine. He stays on top of this. He's at all the meetings. Likely to happen, not signed, likely to happen, which is going to happen. 16 teams in 2026. Most people think it's going to be the 4-4-2-2-1 model. What does that mean? SEC, four teams. Big Ten, four teams. The ACC stake, two teams. Big 12, two. And group of six, one. The outlier here is what Notre Dame does to this. The outlier is the only two conference teams, the only two teams that are locked in long term for conference championships are the SEC and the Big Ten. So will the ACC continue to have an ACC championship, which you and I both agree is not the sexiest of games, hasn't been well attended, it's cold, it's in Charlotte.
Yeah, there's no reason that the ACC gets better. But can you go back for a second?
Yep.
So you're talking about how many teams then in the new
16 would be 4-4-2-2-1. That's four SEC, four Big Ten.
That's eight.
Two ACC.
That's 10.
Two Big 12.
Yeah, now we're at 12.
Yeah, and then a group of six.
That's 13, though.
Well, where are the other three coming from in that?
Right.
At large. So Notre Dame's obviously in.
Uh-huh.
And so the at-large would be, that's all be determined.
So the guarantee is that SEC gets four. Now, okay.
Doesn't mean it won't get six.
So that's what I was confused by.
No, no, no.
So that's where the ACC.
The four guarantees, correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And listen, that means the ACC would have a chance.
The SEC's getting five on the worst year, I'm telling you.
Right.
They're getting five on the worst year.
I totally agree. Yeah, but it allows, listen, the ACC's sitting there, you know, holding the bag going, hello, when did we become lesser than? Well, you became lesser than on the field, and you became lesser than off the field when all the money pours in from the networks to the Big Ten and the SEC. Mm. All that revenue suggests that they control moving forward the relationship with the networks. It also means if you follow the last few years of college football, that's where the best college football teams are. The SEC can stick their nose up at it.
Oh, by the way, they added Oklahoma and Texas in the SEC.
Right. And
just two small products.
Well, the Big Ten obviously adding USC and UCLA and Oregon, right?
By the way.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, they're adding powerhouses as well. But getting back to the notion of the 16-team playoff. So I want you to envision this, kids, that there is an SEC title game that's getting played, which will absolutely develop a double bye for the winner. They will not play.
Yep.
They're not going to play.
So the winner goes to the quarterfinals.
Yes. Yep. So as it stands now, there'd be an opening weekend where 13 plays 16, 14 plays 15. Then the next weekend, everybody plays except the top two seeds. One of those top seeds is the winner of the SEC title. So now you're convincing the SEC that winning that game will mean enough to get you right to the quarterfinals a weeks down the road.
Yesterday, my first reaction, I heard you and Sandra talk about it, was those are dead man walking. There's too much money involved in that game. So it's great for the city of Atlanta because we've got that locked in. That contract with ESPN, they're not trying to get rid of the SEC championship. They're trying to add SEC games.
So that would look like both teams in the SEC title game get in. Then there is four more teams that compete.
Those two winners would be the other two at large.
Right.
So,
but then
like last year, it'd probably been like Ole Miss versus Alabama winners in a game like that, that scenario. Tennessee, who got an at-large bid, may play – like Tennessee may play Texas A&M. Remember, Texas A&M was the winner of that game's in.
So the notion would be there would be these three big SEC games on SEC championship weekend. And then
how about if they did this? What if they did it in Atlanta and like Alabama Ole Miss played Friday night and then they did doubleheader on Saturday?
Yeah. I mean, you're messing with the SEC weekend, right?
Yeah,
you got to paint the end zones. You got to have the press conference.
Yeah.
You got to make it special if you're going to do it here in Atlanta. But listen, if you're really – you think it's going to a 9-game SEC schedule, which is what people are saying.
They're fighting it. But,
ESPN is offering – what are they offering?
Too much money. At some point, it's going to nine.
I think it's
like $80 million more or something.
I think $100 million more to play one more
game
SEC week, right?
Yeah.
But then you're asking somebody to play nine games.
then playing an SEC game or this play-in game as well,
yep,
and then get into the tournament. I just think that gauntlet is something has to give. You're not playing nine SEC games and rolling into a play-in weekend with an SEC title game. And the ACC championship game has never meant anything to begin with,
yep,
right? And the ACC can sit here and go, well, what if Florida State returns to glory? What if Miami, is a powerhouse? Clemson is ranked one or two coming into this year, right?
I'm going to tell you something. This is a prime year for Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech is saying, what do you mean only the top two out of the ACC? But that's where those at-larges are.
Yep.
Go get wins out of conference. If you're Georgia Tech, that might mean beating Georgia. Is that crazy? I don't know. They had 10 chances to beat Georgia last year. Mm-hmm. So that could mean a Tech gets in as an at-large. Or Carolina, if Bill Belichick gets it going. So the ACC, will have to deal with the fact you're a redheaded stepchild. You're not one of the 4-4 in Big Ten and SEC. Listen, there's too much money in the playoff system, and there's not enough gravitas to these title games other than the SEC. Even the Big Ten game doesn't register. Rusty, do you remember one Big Ten championship game that matter, other than maybe there was a huge upset there years ago that threw off the national title search? They play it in Indianapolis.
Yes,
it's not something that folks know about. Usually, it's a
their game of value is at 12 o'clock on Thanksgiving weekend.
Right.
Ohio State,
exactly
Michigan.
Right. Biggest game in the world, right?
Yes. Yep.
And then those regular season night games at Penn State. Right?
Yep.
Now you add Oregon and USC. The Big Ten has plenty to offer.
How about the Big Ten championship when Ohio State beat Wisconsin 59-0 to get themselves back in the playoffs and then won the national championship with Cardale Jones? That's the most recent one I can remember that was that relevant.
I think there was another one where something like that happened that threw off the somebody was trying to get in.
You're thinking about 2007 when West Virginia beat Pitt and everybody thought Georgia was going to get in and they didn't get in.
But that wasn't a Big Ten title game.
Well, it wasn't a Big Ten, but that was a conference game that threw everything off.
Right.
Everybody thought Georgia's going to get in and wind up being LSU with two losses to get in.
Joe, any more Big Ten title games you remember at all? I remember Northwestern.
I'm an Ohio State fan. I don't really remember that. I mean, at least the ones that had implications.
So every time Ohio State's in that game, it's a lousy blowout game.
It's a pit stop.
Typically.
Yeah.
Or the winner is just already kind of in.
And let me ask you this. Is that appointment travel for any Ohio State or Michigan fan or –
I think it is because it's proximal. It's a pretty easy drive to get there from those places.
It may not be anymore because you're going to have three more destinations. Exactly. That's what happened to the SEC championship. Those Texas fans were like, "We're not coming back there."
Yeah.
Because we might be coming back there in a month.
Which is exactly what happened.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. What
Texas
happened.
Wanted three games in Atlanta. They only got two. Right.
And I think if you're a college football fan, you'd rather take a trip to some other place to see your team play on the road or something, aside from going to a dome stadium to see
it's just not.
Game.
Which, by the way, we haven't really talked about. You know, of all that college football playoff, which really did not early rounds, I'd argue there weren't really many good games to begin with. The best game of them all was Arizona State and Texas. That was here, right?
Yeah.
That was the game. I know my family. That was the game we were all sitting around later in the day and watching Arizona State make that run. And like that was the game of the playoffs. That was in Atlanta. You get the national title game in Atlanta. You got the SEC title game in Atlanta, which was the Carson Beck hands off with one arm on the goal line, right?
Mm-hmm. So you think about the Mercedes-Benz in big games. Obviously, you got to go to the Alabama 2nd 26. I was there. Georgia, Ohio State. I was there. Georgia, Texas this year. I mean, there's been some great college football games.
Well, I remember covering Tim Tebow in the SEC title. I remember covering Peyton Manning in the SEC title. I remember LSU, Georgia a couple of times.
Did I ever tell you about the 97 Auburn, Tennessee SEC championship? I was with some guys, some buddies. We took the wrong elevator after the game, and we landed in the Tennessee press conference. I'm talking about doors open, Archie Manning standing there, and we're like, hey, Arch.
You're in the wrong place.
And we had been in an open bar suite.
Okay.
Yeah, we were right when we got in that elevator somehow.
The most dominant performance I've ever watched on a college football field was the Joe Burrow LSU Georgia SEC title game, which unfortunately is also when the kid broke his
Dom Blaylock towards ACL.
Towards ACL in the second play of the game. He caught a pass.
Pickens was suspended the first half.
Joe Burrow, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase. I have never seen
you know what's ironic about that?
A defense have less of a chance.
You know what's ironic about that? They absolutely shredded Georgia that day. 2 years later, all those guys won the national championship on defense. That was Trayvon Walker and all those guys. They were all freshmen.
Right.
But
That was their baptism.
That was a grown-ass. When Georgia dialed up a blitz and Trayvon Walker was one-on-one with Joe Burrow and he juked him and then throws a bomb, I knew right then it's time to enjoy being here.
Even if coverage was absolutely perfect,
they were unbelievable.
Joe Burrow was putting it in place.
That
I've never seen an offense where I literally said, and this is Georgia,
yeah,
they have no chance of stopping that team.
It was a wrap. Right? I would like to see the 21 defense play them,
yeah,
but that 2019 defense?
Yeah, he was on
it
that.
It was, thank you, sir. May I have another?
Hey, we'll talk some Falcons. Smoking Joe Patrick's here. We got a busy week in Flowery Branch. Rest, we haven't heard you talk Penix lately. I haven't heard you talk schedule. We got all that stuff coming up.
We got all summer, baby.
All right.
I'm pumped. I'm listening. I'm drinking.
You're back in. You're back in, right?
We're January. We're tailgating. Everybody's going streaking, baby.
Yeah. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.